The unemployment rate remains at 9.1%. Why the White House says that is unacceptably high, coming up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. News this morning from the Labor Department that the economy didn't create any jobs in August. The first time since 1945 that a monthly jobs report came in at exactly zero. The unemployment rate didn't change either. We're going to hear what the White House is saying about this report. Gene Sperling is the director of the White House National Economic Council, and he's with us live from Washington. Morning, Gene.
Good morning.
In today's report, can you point to any, piece of news that's cause for optimism?
Well, what I would point out is that if you actually look at private sector job creation, it was probably over 60,000 this month. In other words, private sector jobs came in at 17,000, but that included subtracting 45,000 of the Verizon workers who are on strike. To put things in perspective, we have created over a million private sector jobs in our economy, the private sector has, and that there was probably over 60,000 this month. That said, whether it's 60, 80, or 100,000, none of that is good enough for this president, and it's not good enough for our economy when you've inherited the type of deep hole that we have inherited. This was the greatest recession since the 1930s, and it's also a financial crisis-driven recession. Those are the hardest economic holes to dig your way out of. And the lesson is you got to stay at it and stay at it. And the things that were done in the recovery, the banking rescue efforts made a huge difference in keeping us from going into depression, into getting us in a situation where we are at least creating a million private sector jobs this year. But when the hole is so deep and unemployment is so significant and so many people are hurting and suffering, you just cannot afford to not keep taking aggressive action.
Well, let's talk about that aggressive. Yeah. Let's talk about the aggressive action, because the president is going to outline in his job speech next week several steps. What's in his arsenal, Gene?
Well, there's no doubt the president will talk about his overall vision, including long-term fiscal soundness in terms of investing in education and innovation. But there will be a focus in this speech on what we can do right now that can have a very meaningful impact on job growth and overall growth in the next 12 to 18 months. Because we're not going to accomplish anything in our country. We're not going to live the values we need to live. We're not going to help the workers we need to help unless we get jobs going, demand. Small businesses need to see customers. Larger businesses need to have the confidence to start taking cash off the sidelines and investing. What the president will do is he'll be very significant, make significant proposals, and I can't give you all the details, but three particular areas. One, there's unquestionably will be a piece of tax relief for workers and for small businesses. Two, there will be a significant job creation piece through helping to rebuild our country. And third, there'll be a comprehensive strategy that is dealing with those who are long-term unemployed. There's no
question.
Long-term
unemployed, certainly.
Gene Sperling, we're going to have to. One of the hardest things in this economy is those who've been unemployed for 6 months or longer at no fault of their own. There'll be several steps to try to address that.
We're going to have to wrap it up there. Gene, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's do the numbers. Markets are down, not happy about the news at all, down more than 200 points at 11,269 for the Dow, and the NASDAQ and S&P each down 2% as well. We could be seeing lawsuits coming down from the federal government in the coming days. The New York Times reports the government accuses big banks of selling mortgages to government-backed mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that were less favorable than advertised.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
College football is underway with a weekend full of games. University of Miami plays Maryland on Labor Day, but it does so as the NCAA investigates claims that a prominent booster and convicted Ponzi schemer provided players with money, jewelry, and even trips to strip clubs. The accusations are so over the top that some sports analysts wonder if the NCAA could shut the football program down, at least for a year. Only one Division I college football program has been dealt the so-called death penalty, Southern Methodist University, back in 1987. And the punishment created economic shockwaves. Thaddeus Matula directed the ESPN documentary Pony Excess, which chronicled the SMU story, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here, Steve.
What happened to Southern Methodist after the NCAA handed down the death penalty?
If you look just at the conference that they could have been in, the Big 12, it averages a payout of $10 million a year per school. Now, the entire conference that SMU is currently in, Conference USA, the payout for the whole conference is $3 million. You're looking at 15 years, that's $150 million, and then you're not even looking at television deals and what you're getting at the gate. And I think it's also important to look at what it's done to the city of Dallas and the extra revenue that you've lost from hotels and people coming in and shopping and all that kind of stuff that goes around a game day weekend.
The problem at SMU was very economic in nature. Isn't that right? I mean, it mostly boiled down to money.
Certainly. I mean, we never really found extensive player arrests. There wasn't academic fraud. It was basically just making sure these kids had money to go out on a Saturday night, and that got out of hand a little bit.
And the accusation in Miami is much more nefarious than that. If the hammer does come down on Miami and they do get the death penalty, do you think the economic consequences will be similar?
Oh, yeah. I think Miami will suffer. It's not just that year or those 2 years. This is decades, because it's going to force the university to reevaluate whether they even want to have football. And if it does come back, it's going to come back in a much more reined-in manner. I mean, because this is a major black eye on the entire institution, not just a football program.
Thaddeus Matula, director of the documentary Pony Excess. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Be sure to sign up for our podcast, by the way. Check out the numbers. And you can check out our new program called Marketplace Index. It's hosted by David Brancaccio, all at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Living Social, Groupon, the Daily Deal, all the rage, of course. But how many discounts can you give before you go out of business?
If you get a response and you're a little teeny sandwich shop for 10,000 sandwiches, that's going to hurt your business instead of help your business.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good deal, bad deal. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM. That's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.